Blog Talk Radio.
Study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub and his people. What makes him tick? What makes him work? What makes him generate his people? Basically, it's humility and obedience. And if you're one of his people, you know, you're not humble and obedient, well, I don't think things are going to work out too well for you. But I'd like to apologize to everybody for taking some time off. As I inform people, at earlier shows that I had a nephew of mine that was murdered and his body desecrated. See, when you try to hold grief in, you don't grieve for your people. You have a way of suffering. And I didn't think it took anything away from me. As a man, I'm an ex-Marine, you know that, ex-bad guy, ex-everything. But grief don't know who you are, and grief doesn't care who you are. You have to go through grief. You have to experience grief, and you have to handle your depression, and you have to come to terms with it, just like King David did. When his son is in death throes because of his illicit relationship with Bathsheba, he cried, he moaned, he wailed, he fasted and prayed, but he had come to terms like all of us should come to terms, that the act is final, the act is death. And King David told his servants, because they came to this head, What's going on? What you up and about for? What's going on? He said, look, let me tell y'all something. I go to him before he go to me. And sometimes, unfortunately, you have to look at it like that. I experienced the fiance that passed, but I've been blessed with another wife that fills the gap and just as well as she did. And that took 10 years. So sometimes you have to grieve a proper grief. You have to come to terms with your grief. You have to accept your depression. And you have to accept the finality of that, just like King Darwin. That's how it's like on a bicycle. You get up on a bicycle, mom and pop said, hey, don't get back on the bicycle. So life, I need these studies, and certainly do you too need these studies. It helps both of us. Not only me to help present them with Katria and Sister Avia, but I suspect by your receipt of them. And I want to personally thank my brothers and sisters for bearing with me and carrying me during this difficult time. Sister Avia in New York City. She won't be with us. She may be listening in. And Brother Cottrell of New York City. When all this together, it takes a village. And it certainly takes our village of 12 tribes to learn the act of humility and obedience and mercy and kindness toward one another under dire situations and help support them. As I said, I want to thank Cottrell. I want to thank Sister Avia. And if you've been praying for my family, I want to thank you too. So, as I said, Sister Avia won't be with us, but Brother Cottrell, he'll be with us today. And what do I know about Cottrell? He loves his people. He displayed that for me, as I said, over the course of these following weeks. He loved the Most High with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength. And he loves his brothers and sisters as he loves himself. It's simply not lip service. I've experienced his kindness and mercy and tender kindness toward his folks. I want to thank the Most High for him. I want to bless the Most High for having men and women like Sister Avia who know what to do and what not to do and what to say and what not to say. I want to thank him. I perhaps think that he's a good father and grandfather. Why? Because he loved the Most High with his heart. He's going to tell them the truth, all his heart, mind, soul, and strength. I want to thank the Most High for this show, having an opportunity to come back on and put in the Most High work for myself and others. I want to thank the Most High for my help, restoring my spirit for his name's sake. I want to thank the Most High for everything I have and everything that I hope to be. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. So without further ado, let me bring Brother Cottrell. Cottrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, Brother Yam Sufari. All praise to the Most High Elohim, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. May he bless my soul. Bless Yah, all my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. It's good to hear your voice, bro.
Good to hear you, bro.
Back and back from your tragedy.
Good to hear you.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Because it's not easy to deal with death in the family. It always comes suddenly. It always comes unexpectedly, and you definitely feel it, that pain of losing a loved one. There's nothing like that, and there's nothing you can do about it. You can't prepare yourself because you'll know when it's coming.
Nope.
But when it does come, you ask the Most High for strength to get you through it.
Exactly.
And he's praying for you, bro, and our condolences go out to you and your family for losing this young man in this strange land that we live in. And
exactly.
He's just another statistic in the eyes of our oppressors. But in the eyes of Yah, he lost one of his sons.
Exactly.
And we must pray for his soul because mayhaps he didn't know who he was, what his purpose was. And he got involved with the street life that's here in Babylon.
Exactly.
And we pray that Yah has mercy on his soul, that he would rest in peace and have an opportunity to get another chance with the Most High.
Praise Yah, Cottrell. Praise Yah.
I just want to give thanks to Yah.
Go ahead.
All things and everything. Since you opened up that door, because this is Friday, and we do give thanks. And there's so much to be thankful for to the Most High. And I don't even know where to start, because Yah know my heart. He reads my heart. And everything from my heart, Yah, I give thanks. My family, my friends, the awakening of us as a nation, the contacts that you brought me into with the Yom Sufari and all the elders for the United Nations of Israel.
Praise
and
God.
Just our people in general who are in this struggle. I'm thankful for the struggle and to be in the struggle, because I would rather be here than anywhere else on the planet. Even though people are in high positions, got wealth, fame, and fortune, I've been blessed to know our Creator. And I thank you for that, for giving me crystal clear vision and giving me strength through all my trials and tribulations in life. I know that the Most High is there. Most High is my best friend. The Most High is my strength, my tower, my refuge. And I don't turn anywhere else but to Him.
Praise Yah.
I'm always thankful. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. It was beautiful, Katria, and it was simply true because it was beautiful. Praise Yah and bless His holy name. Katria, fellow students, we in chapter 31 of Shemot. Call it Exodus, but that is not the correct pronunciation. It's called Shemot, meaning the book of names, and the most important one is Yah. And we have come to these artesians that the Most High is instructed in helping build the tabernacle. And they're infused with Yah's wisdom too, not only in their own personal understanding, but Yah infused them because he wants this thing to be created perfectly under the circumstances. Praise Yah. So let's turn to the 31st chapter of Shemot. Then Yah spoke to Moses, saying, "See, I've called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Yehuda. I have filled him with the spirit of Yah, in wisdom and understanding, and knowledge, and all manner of workmanship, to design artistic works, to work in gold and silver and bronze, and cutting jewelry for settings, and carving wood, and to work at all manner of workmanship, these men."
So Yah Su.
Yes.
Did they go to school for this, or did Yah give them that talent?
Yah gave them the talent.
And that's what He kind of does with our people, because our people have a lot of what? Talent.
Talent.
That they didn't go to no training school. They didn't have to be taught. It was just natural. It was natural.
Exactly. From the tribe of Yehuda, these men were skilled. And not only that, I suspect that they had the knowledge to pass these on to other workmen to help you teach with this knowledge that the Most High gave them. They were good teachers, I suspect, Kajra.
And you know, when we do stuff, we do it to the highest level, right?
You better believe it. You better believe it.
We kind of set the mark for everything, for every nation, for everything that we do. Anything we put our hands on, guess what? The other nations are following suit after us.
Praise Yah, God. You're certainly correct, my brother. Thank you, God. And it says, "And I indeed have appointed with him Aholiab, son of Ahisma, of the tribe of Dan. I put wisdom in the hearts of all the gifted artisan, that they may make all of it that I have commanded you."
So what does that tell you, Yah Su?
Yah infused these men with quality education. They didn't have to go to school and study for it.
And who created them?
The Most High, Kajra.
For His purpose, right?
Exactly.
Everybody ain't got it.
Nope, everybody
Although
ain't got
you
it.
Might want to be it. Most High didn't give it to you. You got to step aside and allow the people who Yah gave it to, got to let them flourish, right?
Exactly. You're certainly correct, Carter. You're certainly correct, brother. "And I of thee have appointed with him Aholiab, the son of Ahishamach, of the tribe of Dan. I put wisdom in the hearts of all the gifted artisans, that they may make all that I have commanded you, the tabernacle of meeting, the ark of the covenant, the mercy seat that is on it, and all the furniture of the tabernacle, table, its utensils. The pure gold lampstand with all its utensils. The altar of incense. The altar of burnt offering with all its utensils. The laver, its base. The garments of ministry. The holy garments for Aaron, the priest, and the garments of his sons to minister as priests. And the anointing oil and sweet incense for the holy place. According to all that I have commanded you, they shall do. What do you say about that, Cartrell?
I'm a carpenter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I can build everything y'all commanded with the skills I got.
Right.
With my carpentry skills.
Right.
But can I overlay it with gold?
Nope.
That's out of my skill zone.
It's out of your pay grade.
That's
and
right.
So you know, and don't talk about the jewelry cutting the stones and everything and setting them.
Right. So each and every one of those skills required a person that had mastered those skills.
Exactly.
And you can maybe master more than one skill, but trust me, if you're skillful as a carpenter, that's what you're going to do.
Exactly.
So all these tables and chairs and all these items that are built with acacia wood, I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
As far as overlaying it with gold and setting the precious stones,
mm-hmm.
You need to call somebody else.
Right.
Because I can't do it.
Right. And the garments for the priest and the high priest, no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So my wife can make the garments. She's skillful.
Right.
Oh, yeah. She can make any design. As long as you give her a pattern, she can make that design. I can't do that. I'd be watching her like, yo, wow.
Right. She's skillful.
You made that? Very skillful. Even though they collected spider webs and dust right now, but she got some skills.
You need to stop it, brother. Thank you, Dr. Now it is Shabbat. Y'all spoke to Moses, saying, speak also to the children of Israel, saying, surely my Shabbats you should keep. For it is a sign between you and me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Yah who sanctifies you. Can't sanctify ourselves. And you should keep the Shabbat, therefore, for it is holy to you. Everyone who profanes it shall surely be put to death. For whoever does any work on it, that person shall surely be cut off from among his people. Work should be done, Yah says, for 6 days. But the seventh is Shabbat, a rest. Holy to Yah. Whoever does any work on a Shabbat day, he shall surely be put to death. Therefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Shabbat, to observe the Shabbat throughout their generations as a perpetual covenant forever and ever. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days, Yah made the heavens and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And when he had made an end of speaking with him on Mount Sinai with Moses, he gave Moses the two tablets of testimony, tablets of stone, written with the finger of Yah. Yah wrote it himself. And I'm not going to get into it. I'm going to leave you with a synopsis about our people still being stiff-necked and stubborn. Can't appreciate nothing. While Moses is receiving our instructions, they want to make their own Elohim. They want to make Yah. And unfortunately, some of our people hadn't changed in the slightest country. But that's another day. That's Monday coming. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Katriel, what say you on the Shabbat?
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He gave us clear instructions, right, Yamsu?
Exactly.
Simple, plain, no dark sayings. Everything that Yah has said is simple, right?
simple.
So a lot of our people here in captivity emphasize the Shabbat.
Mm-hmm.
And observing the Shabbat, our generation is for an everlasting covenant, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Unfortunately, we're in captivity, right?
Exactly.
And if you have to ask permission from your boss to serve your Elohim for these holy days, Shabbat, which we're reading about here, do you think that's insulting to the Most High?
It's highly insulting. And if memory serves us correctly, Cadriel, we've studied this and we continue to study the redundancy of it all. And we've been through many a captivity with our people through these studies. But we never found nowhere where they were observing Shabbat in captivity.
And that being said, the Most High is still with us, isn't he?
He certainly is, Cadriel. He knows where we're at.
So I'm not knocking our brothers and sisters that take advantage of the opportunity to take the seventh day off because it's in our DNA. And we know that's something that we're supposed to be doing, right?
Exactly.
And the fact that our enemies allow us to take that day, the seventh day, which they call Saturday, because all nations consider Saturday the seventh day, right? Sunday is the first day, Monday, Tuesday, right. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Why they call Sunday the weekend when it's really the week beginning? Because
mm-hmm.
it's the first day of the week. Sunday is the first day of the week. If you ask most people in America, they're going to say Monday. No, Monday is the first work day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday is the week beginning. It is not the weekend. So we see how our enemy plays tricks with words and tricks with time. But subconsciously, our people know that we're supposed to rest on the seventh day. And when we had control of our own country, that's what we did. I took a trip to Mexico, and they have what they call siestas at midday, and everything stops. All business shut down, and everybody, you know, takes about an hour off. And it was amazing to me to see everybody in the country follow that custom.
Exactly.
So I could imagine what it'd be like for our people to week in and week out shut everything down on the seventh day.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we can't do that. Some days you got to work. The boss said you got to come in. I got to get this done. You want to keep your job? You better come in.
Exactly.
And y'all understand, because we don't have control over ourselves, per se, as a nation, and we're in captivity, so you don't have to feel guilty that your boss called you in to work on Shabbat, because how many of our slave ancestors had the option of taking a 7-day off?
I don't think very many, brother.
And we should all be dead because none of them did. We was picking that cotton in the field. That was a 7-day-a-week assignment by our slave masters, wasn't it?
Sun up, sun down.
Exactly. So, yeah, I know our situation, our condition, and he has mercy on us. And my thing is that y'all blessed us that even better than the captivity that Daniel was in, because they wouldn't even let him pray 3 times a day. This captivity, they gave us the ability to find ourselves by giving us the right to observe our religious practices. So we took Saturday off and called it Shabbat, and it brought us closer to the Most High and understanding who we are as a people and us having the ability to create songs and praise for the Most High. But the Shabbat that the Most High is talking about here for our ancestors, for our nation, was meant to be applied in our land.
Right.
If you see people working on Shabbat, you can't kill them. Right? Not here in America.
No, you can't.
So we can't enforce these laws unless we had our own sovereignty.
Exactly.
And that's what's important.
Praise God, God, Jim. Praise God.
Praise God.
Well, Cartrell, we've done with that segment of study. We're ready to move on to the last segment of study. If memory serves me correctly, it's Psalm 51.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let me read it for you. Thank you, brother. It's a prayer of repentance to the chief musician, a psalm of King David, when Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. Let me repeat that. It was set by the chief musician. A song of King David when Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. One more time, I want to become an innate part of your nature. A song of King David when Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone into Bathsheba, after he had had sex with Bathsheba, and she wasn't his wife. Let's see what the king says. Contrary, we're ready.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and even our king. Because this is like Jerry Springer, right?
Yep.
He hiding no truth about you, King David. You slept with that man's wife. You sent him to the front line, got him killed. And now you're guilty of adultery and murder.
Exactly.
So, faced with this, what's on King David's mind?
He's grieving.
What's the first thing that's on his mind?
He's grieving. He's repenting.
Oh, yeah. And anytime we commit iniquity or wickedness in the eyes of the Most High, what are we supposed to do?
Go to Yahweh, Israel.
Just like King David.
According to his loving kindness, according to the multitude of Yah's tender mercy. Because, you know, it left up to us, we had all this stone to death.
And to put it in perspective, Yamsu,
mm-hmm.
those kings in ancient times had every right to do what King David did.
Exactly.
That's why Abraham told Sarah, tell them you're my sister, because they'll kill me and do what? Take you as their wife. And Isaac had to do the same thing, didn't he?
Exactly.
So we knew that in ancient times, these kings could do whatever they wanted to do. But King David was held into account by the Most High. And he knew he sinned with the Most High. So this is his thought. This is his prayer. This is his repentance to the Most High. Because his dirty laundry is out there. Everybody in the kingdom knows that King David committed adultery and slept with the man's wife. So this is what he has to say. Psalms 51, verse 1. Have mercy on me, Elohim, according to your loving kindness. So the first thing that's out of King David's mouth is to turn to the Most High. And to do what? Ask Yahweh his mercy and his loving kindness, right?
Because
he knew what he did. According to what? The multitudes of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. So how can your transgressions be blotted out, Nelson?
Most High.
He didn't ask Yah to sacrifice his son on the cross to blot out his transgressions, did he?
No, I don't read that card, Jim.
He going straight to the Father and confessing what he's done. And asking the Father for his mercy, because that's what you need for first and foremost when Yah is judging, and his loving kindness, because we know that the Most High loves us. So King David is tapping into the heart of Yah. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. How many of us need washing from our iniquities, Samson?
I think everybody, Cartrill.
Cleanse me from my sins. How many of us need cleansing from our sins?
All of us, brother.
Because Jesus ain't doing it for us. Only Yah could do it for us.
Exactly.
And that's what King David is appealing to. And listen to what he says. For I know my transgressions. Do you know your transgressions, Yamsu?
Yes, I know every one of them.
I know mine too. I know every one of mine.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to confess them to who?
The Most High, Kajal.
That's the power of words. Because he know, you know, but you got to speak them. You have to put them in the ethos. Yah, I said before you, I'm tapping into your loving kindness and your tender mercies because I know what I did. But you can't keep it inside you. You have to enunciate it, don't you?
Yes, you do, Godfrey.
And this is what King David is doing. Against you, Yah, and you only have I sinned and done that which is evil in your sight. So King David admits his evils that he did in the sight of the Most High. How much does that take to do that?
It takes a humble man, an obedient man.
Oh, yeah. so you may be proved right when you speak. Because we know that Yah is testifying against us.
Because
he sees everything that we do. And there's nothing that you're doing that is being hidden from the Most High's eyes.
Exactly.
So when Yah testifies against us, he will be justified, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because he's coming to judge us. We're on trial. Behold, I was born in iniquity, and my mother conceived me in sin. Doesn't that sound familiar to Christianity?
Exactly.
And where do you think they got it from?
They got it from the Most High Word, my brother.
Born in iniquity and shaped in sin. Yeah, out the words of Christians. But where did it come from? It came from King David.
Exactly.
Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts. Most I don't want you lying to yourself or lying to him, right?
Exactly.
Because the inward parts are you. And you have to be truthful to yourself. You teach me wisdom. And wisdom is the way to the Most High, isn't it?
Exactly.
In the inmost place. So that wisdom that you gain is for you. You can't share with anybody else. You could share with some other people, but it's actually meant for you.
Exactly.
Purify me with hyssop, and I'll be clean. Wash me, and I'll be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. And y'all going to punish you for the things that you've done. Yes. Hide your face from my sins and blot out my iniquities. Blot out all of my iniquities. And that's what we ask of Yah. Right? Hide your face from my sins, because we know we sin, and blot out all my iniquities, all of them. From the time I was a young baby boy, teenager, young man, blot all my iniquities out. Not by sacrifice of your son, but simply by my request in my heart, confessing and wanting to make a change to satisfy you. Create in me a clean heart, O Elohim. Why is that so important, Yasu?
Because we need a clean heart, brother.
And Yah looks at the heart, right?
Exactly.
He knows your heart.
Yes,
so we need a clean heart.
Yeah.
Yes.
Every constructive and positive relation with Yah, you need that clean heart.
Create in me a clean heart, O Elohim. Renew a right spirit within me, because your spirit might be off.
Mm-hmm.
We're led by our impulses. We're led by our desires. We led by our evil inclinations. And that's the spirit that has an effect on your soul. So I'm looking at these videotapes of these rappers.
Mm-hmm.
And all this truth is coming out about them. You know what the truth about them is?
What is that, my brother?
In order for them to get to the level that they're on in the public eye with the fame and the fortune that they have to bend over.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They have to bend over. They call it hazing. Hey, you know the term hazing?
Mm-hmm.
So all these rappers that have all this fame and fortune, from P. Diddy to Jay-Z on down, they had to bend over. And some rappers who didn't bend over are putting these brothers who bent over on blast.
Mm-hmm.
They said that the facade that they create, that they hard body gangsters, wannabe shoot 'em up killers, all of them bent over.
Mm-hmm. I can believe it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You see them kissing each other and doing all kind of freaky things.
Right.
But anyway, that's why we need Yah, like King David said, create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Our spirit ain't right because we're Eastern people following Western ways.
Mm-hmm.
And until Yah creates a right spirit within us, we'll be an Eastern people with a Western mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Don't throw me from your presence. and don't take your Holy Spirit from me. So the Most High is with us, even in captivity, whether we know it or not.
Exactly.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation. So King David is an expert on Yah salvation. Matthew, mm-hmm. Mark, Luke, John, Peter, Paul, and Mary, they ain't got a clue.
Mm-mm.
Uphold within me a willing spirit. How many Israelites you come across got a willing spirit to serve Yah?
Not very many, my brother.
Not very many. That's why we have to ask Yah to create within us a willing spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Then I will teach transgressors your way. Based on what I've learned and what I've done, and my experience can show you that when you transgress, Most High gonna punish you, but you have a track to get back. And we thank King David for teaching us what was on his mind when he lived his life. So he's teaching us. He's teaching me. I've learned a lot from King David.
Exactly.
I will teach transgressors in your ways, because we're going to need to know Yah's ways. Sinners, we be converted to you. So you're talking about convert. Who are we trying to convert, Yamsun?
Converts.
Our people that sin.
Exactly.
Sinners will be converted to you. And most of our people are sinning, committing iniquity, and transgressing. Our job is to convert these people to the Most High, right?
Exactly.
Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed. What bloodshed are you talking about?
Uzziah.
Uriah the Hittite.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to be cleared of that. Oh, Elohim, Elohim of my salvation, my tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness. Yah, open my lips and my mouth shall declare your praise. That's why we're here on this Blog Talk, Real Talk with Real People show, to declare the praise of Yah.
Praise Yah.
Not to declare the praise of Yah, but to bring Yah's instructions to the world. For
exactly.
You do not delight in sacrifice. Oh, no. If Shabbat days, you're trying to hold here in captivity. It's not of a delight to Yah. As a matter of fact, you're not even doing it, right? Because you don't even got no priests. Common people trying to do sacrifice that belongs to the priest. And we know the regimen that the priest had to go through the anointing, consecration and sanctification.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron lost two of his sons in the process.
Exactly.
So if you ain't got no priest, you should not be offering Yah sacrifices. Because
exactly.
He under light is sacrificing, or else I would give it. And this is King David talking, and he could have gave it because he's a king. You have no pleasure in burnt offering. And we know the king that went in and tried to burn that incense for the Most High. The priest like, yo, what the hell you doing in here, king? Now you got to get your ass out of here. Ah. And before he dragged him out, the king caught leprosy, right?
Exactly.
The sacrifices of Elohim are a broken spirit. And I know your spirit is broken right now, Yamsu, because you lost your nephew, your brother's son, young man, died of violent death. And the Most High listens to your words. And most of us have broken spirits. You play that record. We're broken people now. Yeah.
You're certainly right.
The sacrifice of Elohim are a broken spirit. So with the broken spirits that we have to cry out to Yah, like King David.
Exactly.
Oh, Elohim, you will not despise a broken and a contrite heart. And like I said, all of our hearts are broken. But are we contrite? And contrite means that you're not going to go back to the wickedness, the evil, the sins, the iniquities that you committed before. Contrition means you learned the lesson. I sin, Yah punish me, and I'm never doing that again.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's talking about, a contrite heart. And most of our people are brokenhearted. What becomes of the brokenhearted who have come and now departed? Yeah, y'all look out for the brokenhearted. So if your heart is brokenhearted, Yah's looking out for you. All you got to do is cry out to him.
Exactly. Praise Yah.
Do well in your good pleasure to Zion. Zion. When Yah talks about Zion, is he talking about the men or is he talking about the women?
Talking about the women.
Yeah, the daughters of Zion. He don't say the sons of Zion. He said the daughters of Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. You have to know how to build. Just like Bezalel and Achish Samach. You have to have these skills. We're going to build a wall. So we ain't building a temple because we know the temple's already built.
Mm-hmm.
Then you will delight in the sacrifices of righteousness. Yeah, because when we build those walls in Jerusalem, the priesthood's going to be established, and we can bring our offerings up to the Most High. It says, then you will delight in the sacrifices of righteousness, in burnt offerings, and in whole burnt offerings. Then they will offer bulls on your altar. The New Testament says them sacrifices and offerings are over. But here we're seeing that there will be a continual thing.
Exactly.
So we give thanks and praise to the Most High, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for the crystal clear vision that we have. And you really can't go back as long as you've been studying and hearing the words of Yah. There's no reason to turn back. Look back. It's time to look forward.
Praise
all
God.
Praise.
God.
All praise.
All praise. Cartrell said a mouthful, a broken heart, and a trite spirit, the Most High needs you. Make sure that you're praying so you can be heard. Praise God. Bless his holy name. Cartrell, thank you very much, my brother and friend. We hope we did the Most High justice today. And we look forward to this Monday coming to do him further justice and putting his word out there. Praise God and bless his holy name. Cartrell, any closing remarks or comments?
I'm just curious. You missed like 4 days this week.
Mm-hmm.
How many numbers we got on the board tonight?
A lot of tonight, not that many. Somebody came on and they left, but a lot of them listen in through the site. They go to the site itself.
All right, because we ain't take a month off. We took 4 days off.
I know it, brother. Like we took a month off. Yeah.
It feels like you took a month off, but
it certainly does, brother. It certainly does.
I know these studies are vital to so many people. King Solomon, in his wisdom, let us know that there's a time and a place for everything under the sun.
Exactly.
There's a time of mourning. And you can't really prepare for when somebody passes in your family and the hurt that you feel.
Well, no one can prepare you for it. Only you can go through it with your own family yourself. And surely when people go through that, Katya, they get a gist of what we're talking about. Like you said, that's a time for mourning. That's a time for laughing.
So we pray for the soul of your nephew, that the Most High restores his soul, that he sees the everlasting light crystal clearly. In the phase that he's in, the Most High is taking back his soul. We ask that Yah show his loving kindness and his tender mercies to your nephew.
Praise Yah. Praise Yah, brother. Cartrell, brother, it's been a pleasure to be back doing Yah's work, and we look forward to Yah willing this Monday to put in some work, additional work for Yah. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Any closing remarks, my brother?
It's good to be back. Good to hear your voice. Shout out to Sister Abiyah and to the loyal, dedicated students that's out there that tuned in tonight because we've been off since Monday.
Right.
And maybe you thought the show was over for good, but the fact that you search every day to see if the show is going to come back on shows us that you're truly thirsty for the word of the Most High. And anytime we're shut down like that, we ask your forgiveness. We ask your patience. We ask that you help the nation grow with what we're teaching you. All praises.
All praises. Y'all have a safe weekend and be careful this weekend. praise Yah and bless his holy name. Shalom and good night.
We're broken people now. We're burning now. So cold and bleeding now, now, now. Gonna let you down. We're broken people.
I won't never be nothing, ain't that something? I've risen from the bottom, I got them eyes on the prize, and inside them, damn right I overcame. Y'all know the name, we similar but never been the same. Everybody, yeah, they know the name, right now. I'ma make it somehow, make it some way. Yeah, you know we gon' get it today. Like, I'm all on my own now, but won't ever let you down. Won't let you down,
down, down.
Yes, I've been through it, they know I do it for the people I'm fighting, so we be equal for my son and my sequel, and anybody who listening in they system like venom, I get in them and spread viciously, this is
we're
me.
We're broken people now, we're burning now, so cold I'm bleeding now, 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 gonna let you.
Young Logic, the rap addict, giving it every part of myself on the real, you would think I'd be asthmatic. Allergic to your bullshit, yeah that's right, I done had it. Real all the time, if you rep it, get it, cat it right now. It's right here, a vibe right now. I am too alive right now, I'm alive right now. Come on, feel the vibe right now. Feel the vibe, feel the vibe, feel the vibe. Yes, I've been through it, they know I do it for the people I'm fighting, so we be equal for my son and my sequel, and anybody who listening in they system like venom, I get in them and spread viciously. This is
we're
me.
We're broken people now. We're burning now. So cold I'm bleeding now, now, now. Gonna let you down. Broken we ain't beaten, there's no glory in defeat. We won't fall into the cracks between our